The final verdict on the estrogenetic action of sage oil in the essential oil hormonal saga. Last week, we returned to the topic of hormonal health and harmony with essential oils. I provided an overview of the essential oils that I previously discussed and had acquitted for accusations of danger and negative hormonal effects. These oils included 1. Clary sage oil. She was found not guilty of guilt by association with an isolated sclerol-scarol incident in its unfounded estrogen scare tactics. 2. Fennel oil. This digestive tonic and hormonal aid was dismissed from dangerous anethyl accusations and any estrogen connection. 3. Sage oil. The wisdom of sage got revealed when I debunked the unfounded dangers of appropriate amounts of camphor and thuzin in the sage oil safety scandal. I summarized all of these controversies of reproductive claims with essential oils and the latest on the sage essential oil saga in my article published on NatPath. This week, the final vindication to remembering the good name of sage oil has also been published on NatPath. In it, I review the differences between extracts, herbs, and essential oils in studies assessing sage oil's actions in vitro, in vivo, and in human trials. Here's an excerpt. Extracts versus oils. You hear the term extract often related to herbs, but what is it? I found this explanation in herbal medicine. Herbs and plants can be processed and can be taken in different ways and forms, and they include the whole herb, trees, sub-syrup, essential oils, ointments, salves, rubs, capsules, and tablets that contain a ground or powdered form of raw herb or its dried extract. Plant and herb extracts vary in the solvent used for extraction, temperature, and extraction time, and include alcoholic extracts, tinctures, vinegars, acetic acid extracts, hot water extract, tisanes, long-term boiled extract, usually roots or bark, decoctions, and cold infusion of plants, macerates. There's no standardization, and components of an herbal extract or a product are likely to vary significantly between batches and producers. The author further clarifies how different compounds and plants are found in different methods of preparations and how they can be manipulated. Note that with an extract, the whole herb is not in its whole synergistic form, and various methods are used to obtain its active constituents. The compounds that result will differ from the essential oils, which are produced by distillation. Similar to studies on fennel extract's actions providing inconclusive evidence of estrogen activity in rodents and being associated with the essential oil, trial results with sage extract have been wrongly linked to sage essential oil and biases. You can click on the link to read the full article. I'll be back later this week to highlight the most important aspects in my weekly video. In last week's video summary for the weekend oily tip, I mentioned there was an overwhelming feedback from everyone that they desired to keep learning from me, but my releases were a bit too much to keep up with. For this reason, this is the first week of tapering down and condensing all new information to one place. It'll be right here on this page. This will include links to new articles on healing, health, and wellness, and NatPath, if either contain the weekly topic. Now you can all have time to integrate, and I get to breathe a bit and work on some other projects. We can also give our bottles of Digize a little break from the gut-wrenching anticipation of trying to dig into too much content all at once. A little essential oils humor. If you're new to essential oils, please review my safety resources guide and the link I provided. Now, in the upcoming weeks, I'll finish the discussion with rose geranium oil that I began last week on my Healing Health and Wellness blog, and review all the wonderful benefits of July's promotions from Young Living Essential Oils. No worries, if you aren't qualifying for the promotion, you can still learn about the oils and products. Stay tuned.